Jeff Bezos versus the tabloid.
Accusing the National Enquirer of extortion and blackmail.
The Supreme Court says no to Louisiana.
This could be the first test of abortion rights with new conservative justices.
Going cashless in Philadelphia?
If it's not discrimination, it's elitism.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Peter King. Jeff Bezos isn't the first well-known person to take on the National Enquirer, its parent corporation AMI, but he may be the most powerful. The Amazon CEO and Washington Post publisher has posted details of what he says was the tabloid's attempt to extort and blackmail him over revealing pictures of him and his mistress. Here's CBS's Jerika Duncan.
Bezos revealed what he says are emails from AMI's attorneys telling him to cease and desist from his personal investigation. In one email, AMI Chief Content Officer Dylan Howard allegedly threatened to release photos, including a below-the-belt selfie, if he didn't comply.
Bezos writes that Enquirer attorneys said they had more pictures and texts, but wouldn't publish them if Bezos publicly said that he didn't believe publication was politically motivated. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
AMI can certainly claim that it has a First Amendment right to publish the photos, but that doesn't give them the right to threaten Bezos to release a statement in order for them to bury the story and the photo.
The Supreme Court has stopped Louisiana from enforcing new restrictions on abortion clinics. More from CBS's Jan Crawford.
It involves a 2014 Louisiana law that required abortion clinic doctors to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals. Conservative Chief Justice John Roberts sided with the liberals in this case to stop the law from taking effect while the court considers whether it's going to take up this case. They could do so next fall.
Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker is scheduled to testify before the House Judiciary Committee this morning under Democratic leadership and the threat of a subpoena if he refuses. CBS's Paula Reed.
Whitaker has been preparing for this hearing by participating in hours-long mock hearings. This morning, though, Democrats revealed they plan to ask Whitaker about World Patent Marketing, a company he was involved in, which was accused of fraud. Now, the president continues to try to paint these hearings as overreach, repeatedly calling these investigations, quote, harassment.
A week away from another possible government shutdown, Republican Senator Richard Shelby says negotiations are going well, and he thinks they may be close to a border security plan that the president will accept. Mr. Trump sounds optimistic.
I certainly hear that they're working on something, and both sides are moving along.
There's little movement in Virginia's political scandals, where the governor and attorney general have admitted wearing blackface in the past, while the lieutenant governor is accused of sexual assault. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is in Richmond, where a fourth state leader is now under scrutiny.
Tommy Normand, the top Republican in Virginia State Senate and managing editor of his 1968 senior yearbook at Virginia Military Institute, denied he knew anything about photos of students in blackface or racial slurs, including the N-word, that appear in the yearbook.
You can go through that yearbook and you won't find one racial slur attributed to me. You won't find any photograph that I am in that is disrespectful.
In Manchester, England, police have arrested an American Airlines pilot they say was drunk when he showed up for his flight to Philadelphia. The flight was canceled. Passengers were rebooked. Some Philadelphia businesses want to say credit or debit only, no cash. The city may say, no, you can't. CBS's David Begno is there.
Cash is no longer king at many businesses in Philadelphia. The sounds of credit card swipes are drowning out the cha-ching of the cash registers.
There's a lot of restaurants and other business that want to go cashless.
John Longstreet is the president and CEO of the Pennsylvania Restaurant and Lodging Association.
Places that handle cash are less safe than those that don't have cash on hand. Everything is reported directly into the accounting system. Taxes are paid.
Nationwide, Dos Toros, Dig In, and Tender Greens now refuse paper money. And that trend worries Philadelphia Councilman Bill Greenlee.
I'll go in and get a cup of coffee. I can get it because I have a credit card, but the person behind me that doesn't have a credit card is told they can't get a cup of coffee. That there's something doesn't seem right about that.
Philadelphia City Council votes on it Monday. Former Congressman John Dingell has died at home after a long illness. He's being remembered as imposing, intimidating, and enduring as the longest-serving member of Congress ever. Dingell represented Michigan for nearly 60 years. In 2013, he looked back in this note to self for CBS This Morning.
You'll always have a fire in your belly. In a Congress and a nation divided, you will always work from the center. Understanding this is tremendously valuable, especially in a place so full of bickering politics.
John Dingell was 92. Baseball fans are remembering Hall of Famer Frank Robinson as a fearless slugger and outfielder, and later as the Major League's first African-American manager. The Cleveland Indians insisted that he still play when they hired him. Robinson resisted, then said yes, and he explained why in this Hall of Fame interview.
If I hadn't taken this job, who knows when the door would open again, because they could point to, hey, we offered one of the most qualified minorities in baseball, it's opportunity to manage, and he refused.
Frank Robinson was 83. Major League Baseball says its disabled list will now be known as the injured list. The deputy commissioner saying that the term disabled is a misnomer. It implies that people with disabilities are unable to participate in sports. The Grammy Awards are coming up Sunday night. CBS's Steve Futterman has our preview.
Music's biggest night will feature a wide range of performers. Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper are nominees for several awards for their hit song From a Star is Born. Also contending for Grammys are hip-hop star Childish Gambino.
This is America. Don't get you slipping now.
And Kendrick Lamar. On the countryside, Casey Musgraves could be a big winner. The show on CBS Sunday night will feature live performances by Musgraves, Gaga, and Cardi B. But some have turned down requests to perform, including Ariana Grande and Drake. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
A final tribute for a fallen soap star.
The Young and the Restless honors Christoph St. John in today's episode.
Well, I was walking around with a cane.
He played Neil Winters on the daytime soap since 1991. Christoph was only 52 when he was found dead in his home Sunday. Autopsy results are pending. His YNR co-star, Daniel Goddard, who plays Kane Ashby, is urging fans to tune in and make it the highest-rated episode ever. Beginning in late April, CBS says a YNR storyline will pay tribute to both Christoph and his character. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Florida teachers have long been among the lowest paid in the country. Now, Governor Ron DeSantis says he wants to give teachers $9,000 bonuses and give prospective teachers financial incentives to go to Florida. That's the World News Roundup for Friday, February 8th, 2019. The broadcast produced by Paul Ferry. And I'm Peter King, CBS News.